Hey you, I got a question for you. What are you doing in June? Specifically, the 10th to the 14th. Well, if you're wondering why I'm asking you this, it's because I've got my next Mexico retreat happening in Tulum in Mexico for 4 nights, 5 days this June. Now, this whole event will be like being my best friend because we're going to be hanging out in 5-star luxury. This retreat is all about embodiment. It's about rapid growth using transformational human design and at the same time, living in the lap of luxury. So spend 5 days with me in an intimate setting, discovering your purpose, sitting poolside, having deep conversations and connecting with like-minded people who will become your lifelong friends. And honestly, it's like being my best friend for a week. So if you're curious, it's important that you know if you join before April 22nd, you'll get 1 month free in HDX. And the next 4 people who join are going to get a free 60-minute unpack session with one of my extraordinary coaches. Sound good? Well, it really is that good. At the end of the day, I want to spend this time with you deep diving into your human design while having the greatest transformations and breakthroughs of your life. And let's be honest, probably mine too. See you in Tulum. Hey everyone, welcome to the Human Design Podcast with your host, me, Emma Dunwoody. In this podcast, I'll be talking about mindset, human behavior, human design, and basically everything that you will need to transform your life into the life of your design. Hey, hey, and welcome to today's podcast. Now, today I am going to introduce someone very special to the podcast, my husband, Justin.
Hello, people.
And Justin joins me because one of the awesome feedback that I've got has been to have someone else in the room with me to extract more information. I did wonder at the time, does she mean to stop me going off on tangents? Well, anyway, maybe, maybe not. So today Justin's going to ask me some questions about something new that I just want to introduce to the podcast that's going to become probably an underlying theme for a lot of the future podcasts, but I will get to that in a minute. So we are going to kick off. Today's all about authenticity and about how we get to our authenticity, but more importantly about this model that I want to share with you. So, Justin, I see you pulling faces at me. Would you like to?
Thank you. Yes. Quickly, before you go off onto a tangent about authenticity, let's get to what people have come here for today, and that is to uncover and perhaps unpack, using your words,
learn.
A little more about human design.
Yeah.
I guess one of the first questions I want to ask is, why do you use human design?
That's such a good question. And it was actually, I would have answered this in so many different ways in the past, but I had this great question come into me today in my in the mentoring group that I'm in. And the simple question was, why do you coach? And the reason why I coach is all about empowerment. I do it so I can empower people to set themselves free. So why human design? Well, I've got many years of profiling experience. I've always been very curious, interested, obsessed almost with human behavior and specifically profiling tools. So whether it's eDisc is the one that I've used mostly in corporate, but whether it's Myers-Briggs, whether it's the human need psychology, like a number of different ones that I've used in the past, because for me, the most important thing that I know I can give to others is the best understanding of themselves so that they can really live a life of freedom. So
awesome.
Human, and so I suppose that the answer to that is human design to me seems like the ultimate, the absolute ultimate tool that we can use to really discover who we are on the inside and how we can best operate in the world.
Okay. All right, that's awesome. That's gives me a really good understanding, and I think listeners as to why you use it. Okay, great. So this leads into then, what is human design? And I think more specifically, what's the definition of human design?
The definition. Well, the definition is it's the science of differentiation.
Wow, sounds complicated. So tell me some more about it. What is it to you? What does it mean to you?
Well,
as a definition of what it is.
Okay, so what human design is, you know, if you're looking for a definition, is it's your own unique blueprint. So it's the blueprint that you came into the world with. That it's, imagine it like your operating manual. That you, from a human behavior point of view, all the work that I do is about taking the layers off everybody to find this user's manual, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Whereas human design goes, here's the user's manual. So from the inside, we already know effectively what ground zero is, so we just need to decondition.
Okay. So if that's the definition of it, then what is it specifically about human design that gives you this blueprint?
So the you actually get this blueprint when you are born. And how you are given it, or how you receive it, I should say, is there is these subatomic particles, right? They're called neutrinos. And they were one of the theories, one of the quantum theorists, I'm going to say back in the day, because I don't know the date, had this theory about these things called these subatomic particles called neutrinos and how they move through every single thing in the entire universe. And sometimes as they move through things, anything from a table, a chair, a planet, a human, a fish, the ocean, they pick up little pieces of the things that they effectively brush up past or whatever that may be. So when we're born, what happens is the neutrinos that pass through our body actually drop off pieces of the universe. So this is why astrology also works when you look at your astrology. And not, I'm not talking just rising sign, I'm talking your actual astrological chart. That's how it works, is because scientifically proven neutrinos drop off pieces, tiny, tiny, tiny subatomical particles in you as they pass through you, and this is what gives us your birth time, date, and place, gives us your map, because it's dependent on where the planets were, how the energy was moving through chakras, and a number of other things.
Okay, cool.
There's a
lot.
Just there. About to jump ahead there into something else.
There's quite a lot there, I think, for people to grasp hold of neutrinos, and it's going in quite deep. So perhaps if we just bring it back a step and say, looking at human design as a system, established that people go and they can go to a resource and input their time and date.
Yep,
and place
they
of
can
birth.
Go to mybodygraph.com. And you just have to put in your time of birth, date, place, as in country, and then city. But you do need to have a specific time of birth.
Okay, great. And then once we've got that, we've identified where all of these neutrinos, and that then that delivers the map that we can then begin to build on and utilize and unpack.
Mm-hmm. And I was just going to say, and that map is actually made up of four important factors, and that is the chakra system. So there are energy centers, the Chinese book of changes, the I Ching, which are all the gates that you'll see within there. Then there is the Kabbalah tree of life, which is the channels, is how and how energy flows through us each so uniquely differently, and which channels and gates from the I Ching that it all flows through. And then modern astrology. So all of these are fused together and they come up with your own blueprint, your own map.
Okay. So then, again, this has been broken down a little bit, the original question of what is human design. We've got the place and time of birth, and we've established someone's map. What then is human design, getting into the nitty-gritty of it?
What is it? Yeah, big question.
So how did it... let me rephrase then, perhaps. How did it come about?
Okay. So it came to the world through... it was actually channeled by a guy called Ra Uruhu. I can't actually remember his name before that, because obviously he wasn't... Well, he wasn't born with that name. He was actually an advertising guy before he was taking some time out in Ibiza, and he got downloaded all of this incredible human design information. And then him and a team of people put a huge body of work together, and that's what became human design. And this only happened in 1987, and it came out to the world not long after that. So it's a very new science.
Okay.
And I do say science because it is it's aligned to, which is a big part of my work. Everything with my journey, as a lot of you will know who are listening, I love the science of things. I love to know the answers, and it's hilarious because when you look at my design, the reason why I'm always looking for answers is because I'm open in the head and Ajna. So it's like, oh, right, that's why I do those things. So I think human design is also so powerful for asking or answering the big why questions. But I would like to, and I don't mean to take over, but I could talk about this huge generalized view of human design forever.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd love to talk a little bit about how I specifically use it with my clients.
Okay.
I think that would be a valuable place to go.
I think it is. I would... you asked me a question the other night, and I think it's probably one that other people are wondering as well.
Mm-hmm.
If they've either looked into it and they've gone and quickly had a quick look at mybodychart.com to find out what their type is.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that hooked me in is that there is a governing name that's given to each person design, and then there's lots and lots to read beneath that.
Yep.
So
you want me to talk about the types?
Yeah, if you could talk about the types first, because I think that gives us a good idea before we then delve into why you use it for your daily practice.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so for those of you that have heard a little bit about human design or have been following my Instagram or even LinkedIn, you would have noticed that I have been talking more and more about the types, which is number one is the manifestor, and number two is the generator. And number three, and they're not in any order. I don't know why I'm giving you one, two, and three. Projector, manifesting generator, and reflector. So there's five types altogether.
Brilliant. Okay. And I know from our own conversations, each of those has its own characteristics and then sub-characteristics
mm-hmm.
within that.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably going to be beneficial to almost do a podcast on each of those
separately. Yeah, yeah. I think that would definitely be a good resource for people.
Okay. So, coming back to your own question to yourself, which was
how I specifically use it.
How you specifically use it?
Okay. So, how I specifically use it is, so one of the things that I have always done in my coaching career, I've always been very good at diagnostics, like seeing what is it. Specifically, getting really, really clear on the why. What's the cause of this effect? And so I use human design to fast track that, because within human design and looking at a person's chart, we can see, for example, I've got a client who she has a particular gate 18, and it's in this gate there is, it's all about almost like a perfectionism to it. Okay. Oh, sorry. It's actually the other way around. So I had a client that was, we were doing a lot of work around her letting go of perfectionism. Okay. And one of the really huge parts that shifted for her instantly was we looked into her chart, and I looked for this gate 18 to see if she had an activation there, and she didn't. So we talked about, well, this perfectionism that you have is completely conditioned. You know, it's just a learnt behaviour. And although she'd already done some practices, it was like what her unconscious mind needed to hear was, that's not me. And it was like it just shifted straight away.
Right.
So I specifically use human design because I feel like you get results even faster. And the biggest part for me, selfishly, and I don't think selfish is the right word, but it's all about setting you free. It's about actually turning up every single day as yourself, as opposed to a conditioned version of yourself and doing what you think you should do.
Cool. Okay. So it sounds like you can identify parts that are natural to you, inbuilt in part of you from the day you were born.
Yep. You talk about them as being consistent and reliable parts of us.
Right. And you can, by the same token, you can choose to use those, whether they're natural in you or not, and also the conditioned ones, whether you choose to use them if they're resourceful or shed them if they're under-resourceful.
So with the open spaces and where we have no conditioning, this is where we can do the most growth and evolution. This is where we want to let go of the conditioning and where we actually have a lot more space for open, conscious choice.
And this then links into, I guess, the where you're saying earlier on in the you know, the tree of life and Kabbalah, in that we are looking to grow and evolve onto each of those various levels as we climb that tree of life and evolve our souls.
Yeah, it's exactly right. Exactly right.
Yes, it sounds very woo-woo, but has its groundings in science.
Yes, very much so. Very, very much so. And it has, you know, it's correlations, and I'll get into more depth for anyone who wants more sciencey stuff, but it is very aligned to quantum theory, quantum physics, to fractal science, which is all about the numbers. Anyway.
But also does it... this almost approach comes from... you know, what people call woo or woo-woo, although it has this science-based. Some of the other work you've done around psychology and really, you know, looking to the work of Carl Jung, you see that he also addresses consciousness.
Yeah.
And those levels of what we refer to as the tree of life is something that's more on this physical dimension rather than metaphysical that we're talking about here.
So one of the most incredible things that blew my mind with my whole journey on human development is that I started in a place of science, not believing. And it was all because it was attached to a belief system that at 3 years of age, my papa died. So therefore there is no God, I decided, because he would never have let my papa die. So I had a story, a belief system around, you know, what you're calling the woo-woo, right? So I came to human development from a science point of view. So I started, it was all about the brain, it was all about human behavior, it was all of those things. Now, the truth of the matter is that the more I've learned and studied and grown and worked with people, the more you understand that quantum physics, which is the most reliable and repeatable science on the planet, so it's the most effective science on the planet, actually proves metaphysics. So my very, very, very scientific brain now knows for shiz that woo-woo is truth. Like, you know, okay, so quantum physics doesn't prove angels. So I'll just leave that for anyone who wants to have a conversation about that with their mates. But the point is that how we evolve and, you know, human design is very much science-based.
Great. Right. That's, we've gone in really deep here for an intro.
I was just thinking the same thing. So let's lighten this up.
Let's lighten this up, you're right. Why would people want to go and check it out?
You know what? If you've ever asked yourself the big questions, who am I? Why am I here? What's my purpose? What are my superpowers? What's for dinner? Then it's worth definitely checking it out. Just okay. go and find out about your design, and then stay tuned, because we're definitely going to share more about the types, and I'm going to share more about the how-tos. I think this is something that at the moment, because it's still emerging into the world, people are very fixated on the types and the profiles and the this and the that, whereas I'm really, really practical. Like, that's awesome. You can read me from my chart and tell me who I am, ripper. So these bits that aren't working out for me, how do I actually lean into them? So I'm very much about the how. So I want, that's what I want to share along the way, intertwined with proper good old mindset coaching, you know, brain science, all of these things that I also talk about. I want to empower everyone out there to know how they can live their best design.
Yeah. One of the things for me that I think is really exciting with human design that's helped our family is going beyond just understanding you, but understanding the others in your family or, whether that's immediate partner or children or parents or wider community, and how that interplay works between the two.
Yeah, it's incredibly powerful. I use this a lot with my clients as well. So we won't just look at their chart. For my clients that work with me over a period of time, I will look at the whole family's chart. So one client in particular, we talk a lot about business, but then we often talk about his kids too. So we've got all of their charts there too. So I can literally support him to be the best parent he can be, because we might say, well, your little one's a generator. These are going to be the things that are going to be working for her. These are going to be the things that are inconsistent in her. This is how you can support her the best as her dad. So, they're so powerful when you put it all together. And, you know, I just thought you were a lazy bastard. But the truth is, you're a projector. So it's like, actually, you just have 4 hours of awesomeness, and then the rest you need to just chill out a bit.
Chill out and go ride my bike.
Yeah.
Fly a kite.
Exactly. It gives, you know what, I do joke, but the truth is it really does give people permission to A, be themselves, and B, accept others for who they are, just as they are. And that in itself, to me, just makes my little heart sing.
Great. I love it.
On that note,
is there anything else you want to share for today?
No, I think that's it for today.
Okay, great. Right,
we'll get into some more next podcast.
Cool. Well, thanks for having me on the show. And
you're so welcome.
Look forward to being on future upcoming episodes.
Brilliant. We'll definitely have to have you on the projector one, won't we?
Yes, you will, if it's within my 4-hour window.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Nice one, babe.
Thanks.
Thanks, everyone, for being here all the way to the end of the podcast. I hope you got lots of value out of it. I certainly had a lot of fun doing it. Could I please ask that you share this podcast with friends if you found it valuable? And also, bonus points, could you leave a review for me as well on Apple? It would be greatly appreciated. If at any point you would like to be on the podcast, or you've got questions that you'd like me to discuss on the podcast, by all means, get on my socials and DM me. Everything you need is there in the show notes. Have an awesome day. Bye for now.